Hello, it's Ursula here with a quick ad for my new ebook, The Soul Midwife. It's a Victorian Gothic novel ideal for a bit of escapism. As a listener to this podcast, you can use the code HypnoSOS50 for a 50% discount on the cover price. You can also find all this information in the episode notes. Thanks so much for listening, and now back to the podcast. Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist and author and patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to HypnoSOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from, with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive but different suggestions each week. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, MP3s I offer on different subjects from phobias through smoking to anxiety and weight loss, on my website. You'll also find my books, and there's access to a free online self-hypnosis course there. Just go to ursulajames.com. This week's HypnoSOS is a special request: how to deal with toxic people. You know the way. Sit down or lie down if you haven't already. Close your eyes and gently allow yourself to relax. Just allow yourself a little time to relax. All you need to do now is listen. Listen to the sound of my voice. A sound that will help you to go deeper and deeper into your thoughts, into your feelings, into your body, and each aspect of you can and will relax all the way through, letting go of any unnecessary nervous tension, just for these moments. And you can, and you will, begin to notice something that, without even any suggestions from me, your breathing has deepened. As you sit there or lie there, your body remembers how this should feel. So similar to those moments between waking and sleeping, you can naturally allow yourself to rest. Rest and relax. You may even find there are moments when you yawn. And that's fine. It's perfectly natural. As you relax, as you go ever deeper and deeper into those moments between waking and sleeping, moments in which you can clear your mind, moments in which you can focus on any areas of unnecessary nervous tension and let that tension go. Moments between waking and sleeping where you can start to feel warm and comfortable, completely in control. And in a few moments in time, it is time for you to take control of this process. The more control you choose to take, the more deeply you can engage with it. The more deeply you engage with it, the more effective it can be for you. Remember, you have control. And you can, and you will, begin to recognize that in these moments of peace, there is no one else in your head, in your thoughts, in your feelings, apart from you. This is a space of safety. A space where no one else can penetrate. Just you and your thoughts and your feelings. So take control now. It is very easy. All you need to do is silently and mentally count down from 10 to 1. Use your out-breath to time the numbers. And as you do this, you may even feel a sensation as if you were drifting or floating into an ever-deepening state of calm, of clarity, of peace. Deeper, deeper, deeper still, deeper, deeper, deeper still, nothing else matters. You are in control. And in a few moments in time, I'd like you to allow yourself to become aware of those people who are toxic in your life. No need to name them, and they will appear at a great distance from you. Here in this space, you are completely protected from them. Here in this space, they are but the vaguest of shadows on the periphery of your mind. They cannot intrude here. You are safe. And in this space, it is time for you to tell yourself a few important things. That you are worthy of respect. That you have a right to your voice. That you are stronger than you realize. And taking a moment in this safe space to gather these thoughts around you, they start to become feelings. Feelings of strength within you and around you. And as a result of this, at night, when you sleep, when you dream, your unconscious mind will walk you through different scenes and scenarios in which you are interacting with these people. But because these are dreams, you can play them out any way you wish. You can say what it is important for you to say. You can feel the right, appropriate feelings. You can respond clearly. You can also walk away. Understand that for others' toxicity to affect you, you need to allow it in. And in this space, in this safe and powerful space, you can close the door on them. You can push them to the edge of your consciousness. You take control. You have permission to say no. Give it to yourself. You have the right to feel safe and secure. Give yourself the advice that you would give to your dearest friend if they were exposed to the same level of toxicity. It is time for you to step into that space and be your own best friend, your own counselor, your own mentor. Be the one who tells you what's right, not others. And as each day goes by, you grow in strength. As each day goes by, you recognize that these toxic people are a prisoner of their own problems. But you don't need to join them in that prison. You are free. Take a moment to think about how that feels. Take a moment to feel it. And know that from this moment on, because you have accessed that safe space, you can access it again. It belongs to you. In fact, to reconnect with it, all you have to do is push the tip of your thumb and your first finger together, and it acts like a trigger to bring all of these wonderful feelings of strength back to you. It's yours now. Use it as you will. And in a few moments in time, you will hear me count up from 1 to 10. And you will bring all the appropriate thoughts, feelings, and actions from these moments. So ready, 1, 2, 3, more aware, 4, 5, 6, more alert, 7, 8, eyes open, wide open. 9 and 10, fully wide awake. As ever, I do hope you've enjoyed this week's HypnoSOS. Please be kind enough to leave me a message letting me know how you enjoyed it. And yes, send me any ideas you might have. Also, do share. It really makes a difference. Thank you.